Yeah.
What's up?
I like the Finland from Tim Burton.
No, what was it? The Chinese movie Kung Pao into the Fist.
Oh man.
Oh my god, he's like, I'm something something's father. How do I know you're her father?
He's like, wee. Welcome back to Consider Dead Podcast. It's been 300 winters, but we are back doing live interviews. And today we have LA band Hammer with us in the studio / house. And so go ahead and introduce yourself, guys, and the first song we're going to play for you.
What's up, man? I'm Matt. I play drums and piano.
Your boy Wancho here, guitar and vocals.
Silos on the bass. Carlos, bass guitar. Electric, you know.
get some of that Rick and Bonker action.
In. You should have just kept going, bro. Producer, director.
Yeah, you know what?
All the above.
Future stuff. You know?
All the above.
Director, yeah, writer.
Executive producer.
Oh, shit.
Co-CEO of the band.
CEO. E-O-C.
Yeah.
And so what's the first song you got for us?
First song we got for you is Taken Below.
All right, guys, thank you for coming by.
That's it.
All right, guys. Hey, that was good shit.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Yo, this is a wrap.
Yeah.
Forever.
So you guys just listened to Taken Below by Hammer, and can you guys tell us a little bit about it? Because this is a new, off your new album.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah, off our new album, Immortals. And it's mostly talking about, you know, when you fuck up so bad that you end up dying and getting stuck in purgatory. So it's kind of like, because... Like,
yeah.
It sounds a little bit like that.
It sounds a little bit like that. That was really loud, right? Or am I tripping? That shit was really loud.
That was loud.
I was like, God damn. The microphone was like right there.
Just pouring it in.
It's gonna be a lot of energy, bro. That's a lot of energy to do right there, bro.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, oh, damn.
Get on the attack.
Whoa. But yeah, man, it's because I don't know how to swim, so I was just like, why not?
Purgatory and swim.
Yeah. So I put it together. I was like, maybe I should make a song about purgatory and what would be your own personal hell, you know? Hell would be like drowning, right?
Got it.
And this one's about drowning in blood, you know, because of the shit you did. So it's pretty much just punishment.
Hey, sounds fucked up already.
Sounds fucked up, man.
It's thicker than water.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So do you guys write the songs as a trio, or is it just one of you guys?
Instrumentally. But he's the lyric guy.
Yeah.
He's been writing a lot more lyrics recently.
Yeah. I've backed up with him, mm-hmm. and we've like created a couple of songs, I want to say.
Yeah.
If not, like, he's helped me make songs and stuff. We're still working on songs right now. But yeah. I feel like for this... The whole first album is definitely a lot of work that this guy progressed and he kind of like passed it on to us, and we kind of like built it up.
Yeah, and we started fucking going to the next step, album two, you know? Yeah,
I might even start writing lyrics. Who knows?
Yeah.
No, but I know it's a little, it's a little awkward at first because you don't want to be judged.
But yeah.
But then you got to do it, man. Yeah. Someone's got to do it.
So I remember doing it in high school once. I looked at it. I'm like, this is dumb.
Like, I'm pathetic.
It sounded cool. And the next day I looked at it. I'm like, no.
Yeah, but it progresses, bro. You know? Yeah. Like 10 years from now, you'll see it like, oh, damn. Like I sound way better now.
Yeah.
So it comes with practice. Yeah. You know?
Makes sense.
The growing.
It's growing, man. You got to try it, and people are going to laugh, and you're going to be like, oh, then you write something.
Yeah, let's see.
And then they're like, oh, no, I'm cool.
Yeah.
And then, shut up. Don't even try. The people are like that, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Is this your guys' first full-length album?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is our first full.
How many albums do you have? Or you have like
we got demos from our past. Our first like official like Hammer demo would be Armed and Heavy with the mm-hmm. three songs. Just got recorded at Executioners, and we just busted it out.
Oh wow, nice! So you recorded during the whole quarantine this album?
Yeah, no, it was before the quarantine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in October.
Me and Brian were thinking, like, did they record it during the quarantine? Or like, how'd that work?
No, it was in October. And yeah, right? Mm-hmm. It got finished like late October. Boom. Then it was just, you know, just go back and see how it sounded, do all that bullshit. Yeah,
we took our time. We wanted it right.
Yeah.
It sounded pretty clean, at least what you guys put on YouTube, especially the music video. God, who did the music video?
Alan Falcon. He's Birdcage Studios himself, you know? But
yeah, it came out pretty clean. Job, like, the guy, like, you guys' music video looked pretty legit. I was pretty impressed.
He does a great job, man.
Yeah, he did.
Couldn't ask for more.
Right? Oh, who did you guys record for the album? Was it the same guy?
Yeah, it was the same guy.
So
he does music videos, he does recordings.
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Photography.
Double package.
He's the whole package, man.
Oh,
why not
start doing that?
I mean, why not, right?
He does podcasts too.
Yeah. God damn.
It's putting everything.
That's the only way to do it, man.
Yeah, man.
How was it doing, like, your first music video? Did it take, like, a day to do it, or?
Yeah, we...
Evening.
Yeah, at nighttime. Evening. We got off of work and then just head straight down to, what was it, Whittier or whatever? And filmed it all in one night, and then that was it.
Oh man, we had to get pallets to rise him up so he could be seen in the video. So
why the drums cover you?
Yeah, yeah, they, and then the whole thing, and then we had to put amps on each side. It was worth though, but it came out great. Yeah.
No, but that's how it is,
man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a lot of retakes, a lot of effort.
Yeah, you guys like camera shy?
No. Like for some weird reason, we're just like, all right, let's fucking do this. Like it was another day. Mm. He got a bunch of angles at us, you know? Just getting the camera.
I zoom in on your nose. Try not to
make a face.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Try not to laugh, you know, giggle.
Always laugh, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I can't even take, like, a band photo.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys have, like, PAs and stuff? And like, your own dressing room?
Do you have PA?
Makeup artists?
No.
The whole thing.
Makeup artists?
No, the makeup artists?
Yeah. Whole trailer?
Nah, we just, lip sync though.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's strange.
It was a back in the video. Track, yeah, so we had to do it because he has neighbors.
Yeah.
So we're like, we're gonna have to bust it out like this because we're gonna film it outside. And I was like, all right, fuck it. And he just did it, and then boom, we just hit it like if we were playing it.
And then just like the guitar and bass, and you guys are just.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to play?
Yeah.
My drums were filled with, like, shirts and blankets. And
yeah. Oh, so you were actually counting it.
I was hitting it, but you weren't really hearing sound.
Yeah.
Wow. And it felt weird because, you know, phones, shit.
Yeah.
You got used to it.
Yeah. You got used to it.
Yeah. Pretending.
Yeah, well, that's how, I mean, you guys pulled it off.
Right?
It looks dope.
Check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so these guys, they have their Instagram, Hammer, YouTube, Hammer. Are you guys on Spotify and all that too?
Yes, sir. We're Spotify, iTunes, and then Reverb Nation has the link to all those.
When did you guys first form your band? Because we went on to, what was the website?
Oh, I had to show him Metal Archives.
Yeah, yeah, dude, we're on there.
The only way to find everything.
Right, right.
Yeah, this was
everything. Who runs this site?
I think it's like everybody,
just take donations, I'm assuming.
Something.
It's like Wikipedia.
But we didn't put ourselves on there.
No, no one ever does, bro.
Right? That's the weird part.
No one ever does. I remember in my band.
That's like your social.
Bro, I didn't even release. Release our freaking demo out, bro. And it said, like, the day before we released it, that someone already put it up.
Damn.
I was like, what the hell is going on, bro? I put up the next day, but it said the day before. I was like, what?
How do you know?
But I don't know if they're linked up to Bandcamp and all those stuff, but they're just spotting it. But there's a lot of people obsessed with uploading bands.
Yeah.
And I guess the more bands you upload, the higher the rank you are. Damn, you're called like Metal Lord.
Yeah.
You're called Metal Master. Something like that.
Yeah, dude. A competition.
Yeah, there is a competition. There really is.
That's like, the underground.
I only met like two or three people who are actually in that. And then like they like legit messaged me like, hey, what's your name? What's your diss? What's this and that? And I was like, whoa, who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to update your Metal Archives. I was okay. It was awkward, but I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But they have ranks.
That's crazy.
You're obsessed with the whole title thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a whole nother world.
It's a whole nother world in that website, but that website is extremely old.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's still going.
Yeah,
bro.
Back when I was young, I remember that damn website.
You saw like Merciless Death on
there? Yeah.
Merciless Death,
Killed by Fire, Witchhaven. All of them
were in there. That was the place to go to.
Yeah,
to find new bands and everything.
Yeah. That or the Black Castle.
Oh, Black Castle. Rest in peace, man.
God damn. But like,
You guys heard of Merciless Death?
Yeah.
Merciless Death. He taught me about him.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I used to go to all the shows back in like 06, 05.
Did you go like Thrash of the Mile?
I went to the first one.
Oh, okay.
And the Whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, what is it? I forget the first band.
We talked about it with
Infernal Assault or something. Like something Assault.
Infernal Assault.
I think it was them. I don't know. But they were the friends of Merciless Death. They were the opening band.
Malicious Assault.
Yeah, there you go. Something Assault.
Arnold.
Yeah, we know them.
Yeah, because I remember, I forgot the guitarist's name. He had like white, blonde hair.
Oh, Chris.
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 Yeah. Chris. I used to go to school with him.
No way.
Yeah, I used to go to high school with him, and he showed me his band. So we
used to go to Golden Valley?
I used to go to Canoga High.
Canoga High.
He went to our school, because I don't know what happened to him with his other school. But
okay.
He had to come to our hood.
Yeah.
And he showed me his band, and he was like, hey, let's go. And I was like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. He sold me a ticket. We went. And we saw him, his band, who else it was? Merciless Death, Fueled by Fire. It was a lot of bands, but I remember Kaden came out that show too. He was like, say what's up. It was a good show.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, dude. They're back from our hometown. Same with Merciless Death, man.
Yeah.
The 05 bands or whatever. But like around 05, 04, that's when we started. It was me and him first, and then Carlos joined up later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was me and him first on me on guitar and you on drums. Did our first show at the Hyatt Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Even I was like, dude, what the fuck is this place? You know?
Hotel.
Bro. Yeah, hotel. But yeah, 04, 05, around there.
Bro. Yeah, that's when the metal scene was popping, man.
Yeah, dude.
The whole thrash is back.
Yeah.
Then I'm a leather.
Yeah, Fueled by Fire, dude.
There you go.
Wait, so when did you guys form your band? Because on the website it said 2004.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really? You guys been around that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Me and him first. It was like a slow evolution, you know?
Has it always been three members in the band?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because his cousin was bass player before him.
Before
what? 2 years, maybe?
Maybe 2 years, yeah.
James. And then
we
found this guy.
Like,
this
guy's keeper.
Yeah.
You just kicked out your cousin?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, bro. He had other interests.
He was a skater, yeah.
Yeah, so he liked doing that more.
He was just a skater, boy. Yes,
there you go.
You
said to
him later, boy.
There you go.
Oh, shit. But that's dope. So you guys known each other for what? Almost 2 decades now.
Yeah, dude, since high school.
Since like 5th grade.
Yeah, 5th grade.
Met him in like 9th or 10th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, time flies.
That's pretty dope. So you guys have really good chemistry when you're making music, then.
Yeah, hell yeah. We could talk to each other, no problem. We'll bounce off each other's ideas without even talking.
Not get mad.
Oh, you know how it is starting with the band.
Right? Yeah, dude.
It's like trying to feel each other out.
Like, ooh, it's all
hostile. Yeah, it's a little tough at first. Yeah.
We got one or two guys that didn't work out, you know.
Yeah.
They try and do it their way, and like, we don't like your ideas. They do their own thing.
Yeah.
No, but they kind of force it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, well, can we just meet in the middle?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I don't like that riff, but can we add this?
Yeah.
It's like that. But something like, no, it's all perfect.
Yeah.
Mars best.
This is my friend.
Mars the best. No, for real, though. There is that band drama, bro. No one really knows. Everyone sees that pictures. We're all tough.
But
in bad practice, you're like, we're just drunk. We're all fucked up.
Shit, man.
So have you guys always been content on having a three-man band?
Three-man band?
So we did have a fourth member for a brief period of time.
Yeah. It was a second. He was the lead guitarist, Anthony Scarney. Mm-hmm. But then he had other interests. He wanted to go to the military and do all that. Mm-hmm. And we're like, hey, man, we're not going to stop.
Oh, good for him.
Dude,
good for him.
Yeah.
So, people got to follow their careers.
Yeah, exactly. So then he bounced, and then it was just the three of us, and we're like, just keep it, you know, the OG three.
Then I was gone for like 2-3 years for college up north.
Yeah, and it was just me and him.
They held it down. You know, they wrote new songs, came back, played. It's like I never left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only way to do it, man.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm sending them videos. Like,
they'd send me, you know, the recordings.
Yeah, that's what I would do. It's like, hey, bro, how you like it?
Wait, so you would play it and then record it and then send it back?
Yeah, they would, like, you know, over the phone, just a text, like a minute long, you know, headphones, and have electric drums and a place I used to teach. Just play, you know.
Try it out.
That's
pretty
good. That's dedication right there.
Get some ideas. Keep the band together. Yeah. Send it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rush, man.
Yeah.
We're all hanging out. You know?
He had that upstairs apartment that we had to get a fucking piano up there and take a piano.
You took a piano up there?
Like
that kind of piano?
one of those. You know, like small spray.
Concrete steps.
It costs like $250 or something for someone to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it, you know, once, but I'm not doing it again. They made it look easy too, because it's like three of them, and that's what they do for a living. But we almost died trying to find it.
He's just dropping.
You only get one back, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. There's no replacement.
I worked at a running yard. I was like, dude, I should just rent a crane or something.
Yeah, man.
Nah, man. I used to do furniture moving.
Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, man. I remember they were like, oh, move the China set.
Yeah, like, how'd you do it?
Right,
it's like a box.
Have you ever seen a legit China set? Like, those big, like, they take up a whole wall like that behind you guys. Like, a whole wall
with dishes, like expensive stuff. They of course we empty it out, but it's legit wood. Like legit wood. Like
you guys have to pack the boxes?
Yeah, we packed all the dishes, make sure, you know, paper and everything's good. Right. The wood though, that's a legit wood. Yeah. It's like 2,000 pounds or 1,000 pounds of wood. It's really expensive. It's not like cheap wood, bro. It's like repair it. Yeah. This is like old school days. Like they made that.
Yeah, yeah.
That China set.
You're saying that was a whole wall connected to the
shelving? No. That wall, that shelving, that cabinet took the whole wall.
They took up the whole damn wall.
Oh,
wow.
And they were like, just move it. And
they built it inside the house.
But when you touch the wood, bro, you could tell it's good quality wood. Yeah. It's like old school, like 30s, 60s. It's
oak, right?
That's oak, crazy. Like some legit wood. And we were like, oh, fuck. Yo, I'm just popping. It was like six or 10 of us, bro. We're like, just moving that shit. Yeah, it was like a bunch of us, but it was like legit wood. It was no cheap shit.
And don't damage it.
And then you're just watching you the whole time. Yeah. Hey, watch out. Busting your neck. I'm sure I'm not going to scratch it.
All right, so we're going to take a break. And what's the next song you guys are going to play for us?
Rolling Thunder. Rolling Thunder. Woo!
Woo! Woo! Break time.
The song.
Is it the drum of the
There you go, guys.
We'll be right back.
right, so that was Rolling Thunder. Can you guys tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, that one's just about when I got my DUI.
Nice. And it just happened. Bro, like, you know what I first thought of when you said when the song was Rolling Thunder? I'm like, they must have got that from Black Ops.
Oh, when shit.
When
you call
that air, that you get that kill streak, you call it Rolling Thunder.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, no. It was the accident. You know, I fucked up, of course, but whatever. So I was like, why not make it a fucking song? So I put Rolling Thunder, just about, you know, driving like a fucking maniac and just speeding. Straight speedster song.
Hey, it happens, bro.
It happens.
Good times.
Yeah. Right? I don't judge you. I don't judge you. I'm going to drink to that. I don't judge you.
No, yeah. But we used to like, practice in his back room at his house. And, like, his parents would be just chilling, you know, in the house. And then we'd just be, like, freaking playing all butt loud, like, playing our metal, you know?
No problem, yep.
So we would get, like, really tight because we were, like, practicing almost every day.
Damn. Yeah, at, like, 10 in the morning, just pissing the neighbors off, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, in the morning.
Right, so what was your guys' inspiration, like, one by one? Like, who were the people you listened to growing up, like... Who got you into the thrash? Are you guys considered death thrash?
We've heard that. Yeah.
We've heard that.
What do you guys consider yourself?
Well, your music, the guitar and all that sounds thrash.
Because on the metal archives, they consider you guys like thrash.
Okay.
But you sound thrash.
What do you guys consider yourselves?
We're still changing.
Yeah, we're still changing.
We started almost as evolving.
New wave metal.
But right now, I would say death thrash. I would say death thrash. With my opinion.
I consider you guys death thrash.
Yeah.
We're not going for anything. We're not trying to be a genre.
Whatever sounds good to you.
I never thought about it, to be honest. Yeah. It's weird when I think about it.
Because we're just playing what we like to hear, you know, what we vibe off each other, pretty much. Because
we all have different... I see you as more of a power metal, Mr. Lowe's.
Yeah.
You're more of a death metal.
Yeah.
And then mine's like thrash and maybe like groove metal.
Yeah, yeah.
Is groove metal things?
Yeah.
Not like Pantera, but like Ojira.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the drums, I just try and bring groove into it now.
Yeah.
Because the thrash for me, I was like, okay, but you can only take it so far.
We go into the depth of the lyrics. What are the lyrics about, most of that?
Just like, let's say
life experience. Is real
what's
as
happened to each one of us, you know?
All
right. Do you ever like see like any like documentaries or something, or read a book that like makes you want to
write about something? There's just pretty much shit about like either, you know, like hauntings.
Yeah.
Just real life shit, serial killers, ancient civilizations. Yeah. That's
classic stuff.
Yeah, dark stuff.
Classic. Yeah, in a way, anybody could like relate to it because you know we've all been in those times where it's like dark, you know, and you kind of relate to it in a contrast sort of way. You know, like there's a light on certain subjects that bring you back to something, maybe in your past.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like relating once again, like to you know, to just each other. Like we've all had like experiences in our lifetimes where it's just like we've been there.
Yeah,
that's the beauty of music, man.
Just write it.
That's fucking beauty of music.
Music.
People can write all by your experiences.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So back to who like each individual, like who was your like inspiration that got you into playing music, getting into the genre?
I would say Black Sabbath. Definitely came down to Black Sabbath. I remember when I joined the band, it was Black Sabbath. Mm. And that was our drive. That was my drive, you know, once I started playing the bass. These guys introduced me to all of that. I didn't even know about metal.
Yeah,
this guy's fresh, dude.
Yeah. Well, who's your favorite bassist?
Fresh.
Who's your favorite bassist?
I know.
By that time, it was Easer. It was Butler.
But now
who's your favorite bassist?
Cliff?
Definitely Cliff. Yeah, Cliff's a drive. And like, you know, he's not... Yeah. He's not so much like my favorite bassist, but like more as like a connection, a deep connection with metal. Because you know he's one of those unique people who definitely did something unique.
Yeah.
You know, and
he was like
played.
The best band
you
ever.
You know,
the
reason why I like him.
This should have been Lars.
The reason why I like him because he tried to push Lars. That was the reason why I like him.
Yeah.
It wasn't for him. Lars wouldn't get that good.
Well, that's like, what's his name left and went to, what's it called because of Lars? Megadeth. The
Mustaine?
Oh,
Mustaine. Left no, but Lars. It was before then, but it wasn't for him. Cliff?
Yeah.
Lars wouldn't be good as he is.
Yeah.
Because even Cliff knew that Lars sucked.
But he was the only one pushing him, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, as a band, bro. As a band. Vocalist, drummer, guitarist, bassist. We got to push each other, right?
Yeah.
We got to push someone each other.
This
was the cliff. No, the cliff was the only one pushing Lars, bro.
Yeah.
That fool was telling that fool, was like, I bet you can't play double pedal. Oh, I bet you can't play this. I bet you can't play this. But he was the only one, dog. Yeah. He was the only one in Justice for All. That pushed that fool. It was like, hey, let's do this.
I feel like Cliff was pushing everybody, though.
He was.
He was, like, dude, let's try this shit.
No, but he was the only one, though. But that,
he was the drive, yeah.
He was the drive. That's why they put him up there, because he was the only one. I'm not saying he was the best one, but it was like he had the drive.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That all that matters, because
you can't forget he had inspiration too.
Yeah, inspiration is
big
the best.
Inspiration.
It's
inspiration
the best.
From like the soul within, because you know it was a family member that passed that used to play bass, his older brother, and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna be the best bassist, but for my older brother.
Yeah, but that fool did solos, right? He did solos.
Yeah.
But who did the bell solos? I watched that video so many times when
he did solos, dog. Yeah, he wasn't fucking around.
Yeah.
He was not fucking around. You know, if he lived, he was not gonna fuck around. He was gonna push it more.
He was gonna bring it.
There would be no saying anger.
No.
Saying anger?
No. Yeah, for real. No, for real, though. But he would have pushed that band further.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of funny, though.
Who's your inspiration?
My inspiration would probably be this dude's dad, because
really?
he was the one who would always be cranking like Scorpions, Boston, all the classic stuff, Ozzy, all that stuff. And I was just like, what is this? And then he busted out Jimi Hendrix, and I was like, dude, what is that? What the fuck is that sound? And I was like, I gotta play. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to play guitar since then.
Oh, that's dope. All right, in your opinion, who's better, Jimi Hendrix or Prince?
Fuck, I'll say Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like Jimi Hendrix, but like Prince, I fucking love.
Yeah.
Like, I love, like, he can shred like a motherfucker.
Oh, hell yeah. But the hardest
one. It's really hard.
The hardest one is like, who do you choose? Jimi Hendrix or Jimmy Page, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, I'm stuck in the middle, man, but Hendrix all day.
Yeah,
for
Hendrix,
me.
Yes,
He's
just got, like, you know, he's got that fool plays both right and left, and he's just like.
Yeah, that fool's on another
people
level.
Say he's an alien and shit.
Nah, I'm scared.
<that
fool's laughs> not from this world. And how about you for music?
Slayer would probably be the first. Yeah.
I love Slayer.
Because I was, you know, starting to play drums, you know, I got into it, and I was like, this is, like, super physical, and you kind of get to, like, really push the meter and stuff. And I heard Slayer, I was like, you can do that? Like, the drummer is allowed to do that? They can play that fast, and you can go that hard?
I think out of, like, the big four, Slayer played the fastest.
Oh, hell yeah. Just definitely. The darkest.
Yeah, the darkest, too. Yeah, the lyrics and all that.
Fast, and just appealed to me for some reason. I was like, okay, you can really do that, you know? Mm-hmm. You feel like he was, like, breaking the rules in a way.
Yeah.
Because I heard all the old stuff. I'm like, that's cool. And the drummer, like, did a certain thing for the music, but I didn't know you could push it that way.
Yeah, they kind of reinvented, like, back in the 80s, reinvented the sound and stuff.
And then I got into the later metal. I was like, oh, okay, you can really push the drums. You can get a little ridiculous.
Like, you think Gojira pushes the drums?
Yeah, but in a different way. They go groove, you know, which is what I like.
Yeah.
Because I've heard, like, blast beats where I'm like, is there a computer doing that or is a person doing that?
Fuck.
You know, so it gets to a certain point where, like, I know I can't play that fast, so I got to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So
I found groove.
So you guys... You guys been in the band since what, 2004, right?
Yeah.
What advice do you guys have for new bands now?
Don't stop.
Don't stop.
Don't stop.
Don't give up. I mean, in today's world, you could do your whole band thing, and since we're in quarantine, just post it up. You know.
Yeah, but let's say beyond the quarantine.
Beyond the quarantine, I say don't stop. Keep going. And get that music flowing.
But you look at it at 2004.
Yeah.
2004.
Like, how do you guys stick together?
2020.
Like, you guys stuck together. Yeah, that's pretty dope. I think you guys are the first ones that have been
around
that long. Together that long.
It's one of the first bands we ever interviewed that has been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I look at the L.A. scene, it's been dead.
Yeah.
Since,
yeah,
like, 2003, 4. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Sacrificer, Fueled by Fire. Yeah. And one of my favorites was...
Bonded by Blood?
Was... it was Tyrant. My favorite, one of my favorite was Tyrant.
Tyrant, yeah.
Oh shit.
Tyrant was a good one.
The homeboy man?
That was a good one. Mega Dave, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mega Dick.
Oh, damn.
That's the way I remember him.
Did you listen to Helkman stuff?
Which one?
Helkman?
No. Yeah. It wasn't that bad either,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's good.
The homie Mike on drums fucking held it down.
Nah, it was good, man. Yeah. It was all right,
so
good.
We're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
We're running out of time. But we'll do a little something special again. All
right.
You guys said you guys had some ghost stories for us.
Oh, shit.
You guys, each individual had some ghost stories?
I mean, I got my own personal. I don't know if these guys...
We have a kind of a shared one. Remember the time with Nathan?
Oh, on the Ouija board?
No, well, there's that one, but there's the other one in the hall. Were you there for that?
I don't think so.
Because remember that my hall was kind of haunted for a while?
Yeah.
Did you ever sit in it by yourself?
Yeah, with a dog.
Okay, so you know the story then.
You have but yeah, but it was just me and you, though.
Yeah.
And
but you saw the shadow thing.
But I saw the shadow.
I didn't see the shadow. I felt it.
So he felt it, but I saw the shadow.
All right, so tell the story, like.
Okay, it was a dark, scary night, and
it was raining. It was windy.
I'll give you a little, like, you know, call it when you set it up.
Yeah.
So my hallway was always weird. You walk by it, you feel like someone's kind of looking at you.
Uh-huh.
You feel like someone was
there. Feel that presence.
Yeah, you feel that presence. I don't think. I remember being like 12 or something, like a kid, 11, 10. And one day I was going to take a shower. I was like, cool, and I have a little you know, you would keep your towels. Like, here's the bathroom, and right across from it's a little cabinet with your towels. And it was open. And I was like, Mom, it's shorter. This is like a short, like, lady, but I can only see her through the two cabinets open. And, like, it closes, and there's, like, an old lady that's, like, you know, 80 years old. I was like, what the fuck? And she, like, kind of vanishes in the thin air. I was like, I'm not taking a shower tonight. And I went to my room, closed the
door. Fuck that. Fuck that.
I'm going to be stinky tonight.
And she's like, you did what? I was like, I saw like an old lady and she disappeared from my eyes. She's like, whatever, you're dreaming or something like that.
You should have let her wash you.
That shit was weird. I don't remember what her face looked like, but I remember the look she gave me.
Oh.
She's like, this is my house kind of thing. Like,
oh,
it was really like aggressive. I'm like,
what the fuck?
And she disappeared. So she's not watching me anytime soon. So my hallway was always, you know, at night I would go and I'd turn the light on. I'm like, turn off, she's watching TV, turn the light off. I'm like, fuck. So I gotta go through the hallway in the dark. And I'd always do it quickly because I could feel like someone was there. And it lasted, you know, a couple years, 4 or 5 years, and I'm in high school. And I would tell this guy about it. He's interested in ghost shit. I'm like, dude, my hallway's haunted. He's like, fuck you, it's not haunted. I was like, all right, go in there, sit at night, wait till my parents go out to movies or some shit, and just sit in the hallway and see what happens. And this guy's like, all right.
I did it. It was in the hallway, it's dark, and you could just feel like something wasn't right, you know? And the air was all thick. And I was like, what the fuck's going on here? And then all of a sudden the shadow just passes by. I was like, what the fuck, dude? And then this guy felt it. Did it happen? Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Did it happen? Did it happen?
I can feel it.
You ready? Are you ready?
I was used to it.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. But
my dog, you can see, she's like lifting around.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, what's going on?
Dog started freaking out, yeah.
I just got a dog recently. She's like a year old or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Because dogs know better than people.
Yeah, they sense it.
They sense it.
Earthquakes and all that shit.
They sense it way before you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after that, sometime around there, it just went away.
Yeah.
I don't feel that anymore when I go to my parents' house. It's fine.
Shit.
Just give them a little recognition. Like, all right. Went away.
All right.
It's very strange.
Did you have any ghost stories?
You guys want to promote anything?
Nah, I don't have any ghost stories.
You want
to promote or nothing?
You guys want to promote anything?
Yeah.
Any shout outs?
Give out a shout out to Birdcage Studios, Death Thrash TV, Consider Dead Podcast.
Yes.
You guys are fucking amazing. And we're going to have a show in Lancaster
DM us for the address. It's going to be on the 25th. So.
And then on Instagram, where can they find you?
You can find us on Instagram, Hammerband Official, and then Facebook, same thing. But if you want to find everything all at once, you can go to our ReverbNation/Hammerband.
And you guys are on YouTube.
YouTube.
Spotify.
Spotify, iTunes. We're on all that shit.
Beautiful.
All right.
And then just let us know your last song you're going to play for us.
The last song is going to be Massacre. Yeah,
and you said you could like find us on Reverb Nation, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Damn, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's it.
Fuck yeah.
This man said he had some
fucking hustle. Yeah.